proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. With today's session, we come to the end of our brief series on God's admonitions not to fear. A number of Bible characters did accept God's offer to trust in Him. Several of them left testimonies regarding God's faithfulness to His assurances. Consider the example of David. David was Saul's son-in-law, and his growing popularity in Israel aroused the enmity of his father-in-law, King Saul. That monarch repeatedly sought to kill David. In fact, on two occasions, Saul threw his spear at David, intending to transfix him to a wall. When Saul heard that David became sick, he dispatched men to capture David and put him to death. For years, Saul and his forces chased David and his men across the countryside of Judea. How did David react to such danger and such adversity? At first, he yielded to despair. According to 1 Samuel chapter 20, he told his best friend Jonathan, quote, "There is but a step between me and death," unquote. David was in his 20s when he made that statement. According to 1 Samuel chapter 27, David and his men actually defected to the Philistines, Israel's deadly enemies, because David was afraid that Saul would ultimately capture him and kill him. Nevertheless, David learned to rely upon God to protect him and provide for him. In the 27th Psalm, he wrote that, quote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Unquote. He continued by noting that, quote, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident." Unquote. David came to realize that God would protect him from his enemies. After David became king, his son Absalom rebelled against him. David, with his adherents, had to flee Jerusalem and take refuge in the nearby wilderness, while Absalom and his partisans occupied Jerusalem. From outward appearances, things looked bleak for David. Psalm 3 reflected David's perspective on that occasion. After noting that many people had turned against him, David declared, quote, "Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head," unquote. He added that because God sustained him, quote, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about," unquote. David learns that those who trust God need not fear anything that men could possibly do unto them. The writer of Psalm 118 likewise testified about his reliance upon God for deliverance. He penned these words, quote, "I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" Unquote. The author of Psalm 118 possessed the assurance to which Jeremiah referred in the third chapter of the book of Lamentations. Quote, "Thou showest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not," unquote. God still invites his people to call upon him and promises to protect them when they do. Since God is all-powerful, he has the ability and the power to do so. Therefore, as the writer of Psalm 46 put it, quote, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.